One, two, three, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Everybody, this is the Madcast with the Wolf, Mad Smoke, and Fatal Demon.
Hi.
Anything to say, Fatal, or are you just going to be quiet like last time?
I was thinking about talking more today.
You should. You have a sexy voice.
So do you.
Say that sexy word, you sexy bastard.
So, today's a very special podcast, third one after, just talking about it, we decided to keep going, and today is a special podcast because today...
A special. Because
tonight, instead of just talking and doing what we did the first two times, we'll be playing zombies while we're discussing worldly matters and whatnot. So it should be fun. I know it'll be fun for us. I hope our listeners enjoy it.
Special.
You guys ready to get this started?
Yeah. Can we just say that the name that we're going for is the Madcast's Zombie Funcast.
Okay. Starting it up.
Oh, yeah. We're loading.
And here's to hoping we don't get down by round five, because if we do, I'm going to be really pissed.
And it's
going to
be a really short podcast.
Yeah.
If we do, we promise that we'll start again. And we'll just keep talking.
Yeah.
We know that Fatal's probably going to get downed by round two anyway.
Most likely. You can't follow directions and stay on the platform like a good little soldier.
Oh, we should tell them about Oklahoma.
Okay, well, during portions of the podcast, you may hear one of us shout or scream or yell Oklahoma. We don't want you to become alarmed and think that we have, like, a Tourette's disorder or anything. It's just our code word to get the fuck out of the area we're in, because we're about to get ass-whipped by a load of zombies.
Can we just say that round one has begun?
So, yeah, that's one of our many tactics we'll be using tonight. Mad Smoke, racking up the points.
I just gotta turn my TV down a bit. I noticed that I was broadcasting my gunshots.
Yeah.
My bad.
So, oh shit, breach.
Alright, so like, I've took the top window up here. Fatal has the other window looking over at me like a douche. Well, take a picture, last longer, douche.
and I'm handling the downstairs centrifuge area. For the record, we are playing on Ascension.
Cause that's special!
Yeah, it's a special map, we love it. It's one of the better ones.
You love it. I still haven't got used to it yet. It's like, I'm like running around.
So that 27 on this, so you know this is a special map.
You kind of cut out there, so in the recording it's probably going to cut out, so you probably want to say that again.
Alright. This map is special for me because survived up to wave 27. So,
I'm looking around, right, and I'm thinking that you guys have got shitloads more points than me, and there's shitloads of zombies coming your way, and there's not one zombie came to my window.
It's a conspiracy. I hack the game. Nah. I knife. I don't shoot up until, like, wave four.
Yeah, but I've been knifing, and yeah, I'm still, like, fucked up.
That's...
I only got 10 more than you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know why I get more points. Maybe it's a trick that a friend taught me back in the original Nazi Zombies.
What's that? Like, suck the zombies' dicks before you actually kill them?
Oh, you're funny. You are funny. Nah,
well, first, like, trick. Wave,
for the first four waves, don't shoot. Or just shoot them a couple times and then knife them, and you'll end up getting shit tons of points.
Or an insta-kill like that, like me. Booyah, yeah. In your face. I got an insta-kill and you guys didn't.
So while we're waiting for the next wave to start, let's,
Did you just shoot at me, Fail? I will come over there and bitch slap you back to your mama's hole.
So while we're waiting for the zombies to invade, fucking apocalypse. What are your guys' opinions on the new map pack that's coming out tomorrow?
Oh my goodness, is it tomorrow?
Yeah, May 3rd.
No, May 5th.
No, I heard May 3rd.
Shut up, dude. I'm back at work for like 3 days. This sucks.
Well, maybe you need to get a better job.
Ah, I'm down. Four friends and I'm down.
Are you fucking serious?
They call me an air corner.
Shit. Who the fuck?
Oh my god. No
damn
way.
It. I called that shit. Wave four, folks. We got downed on wave four. I feel like a douchebag.
Right, well, what happened there? Come on.
I was taking care of shit. Fatal's the one that got down, so blame him.
I got down because they all ganged up on me and, like, semi-circled.
You got gang raped by the undead. How does this make you feel?
I'm extremely unhappy at this moment in time.
The first rule of the zombie apocalypse, you know, watch your back, you know? Come on now.
Well, there wouldn't have to be a watch my back if Fatal handed his corner.
So let's try this again, reloading it, and hopefully we'll survive longer.
But yeah,
your guys' opinion on the round. That was a practice round. So what do you guys think of the new map pack, or the new zombie map actually?
Yeah, I think
awesome.
Yeah, I think that we're super excited for this one because everyone is going to be fighting to be Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, I know. I want to be Buffy. Just saying.
I want to be the Mexican guy.
Yeah, Danny Trejo.
Yeah. I hope that they put in some fun things.
That'd be cool. Or be Freddy Krueger. Krueger, however the fuck you say his name.
Freddy Krueger's in it.
Robert Englund.
Hey, Phil, cover my window for a second.
Shit, almost got down by the centrifuge. Okay, made it past wave one.
Woo!
So far, so good.
Yeah, anyway, one thing we will say right now is we know that there's probably going to be a lot of pauses between speaking, but we'll try and edit that out, like, you know, after, you know, in production, we'll try and edit it out to give you guys. So if it sounds like somebody just went straight on to an answer, then it's probably because there was a bit of silence. So, and obviously we don't want you guys like listening to just, you know, white noise for a good 2 minutes before someone else speaks. So,
yeah.
Wolf is down on level two.
Thank you, Aaron.
By the way, we just changed to level three, so it was level two technically that you were downed, not level three.
Whatever.
And
talk
if,
about
if you got some guys have never played zombies before, level 3, levels get progressively harder, the zombies becoming more stronger and more zombies as such. And so we died on level 4, but just for the record, yeah. Wolf was down on level 2.
Because of the fucking
zombie.
Yeah, it wasn't a zombie, I must add that, but it was still a down, technically speaking.
Well, you know what? It's hard playing the game without sound right now. Sorry about that.
I'm playing it without sound.
You can't hear the warning siren going off in the background as the centrifuge is about to liquefy your brain.
Right, well, the centrifuge is about to go. There goes Wilf jumping into it. Shouting, I love Baywatch.
Hey, man, Pamela Anderson. I'd hit that day or night. Just saying.
I was more thinking of the Hoff for you.
Man, he can't keep his cheeseburger together. I don't need nothing like that.
Oh, so anyway, like, so that you guys know that we're recording this live, Osama bin Laden was killed last night. What do you guys think of that?
Cool story about that, by the way. Many people probably won't care about this, but I do, because it's just ultra badass. But the guys that got him are SEAL Team 6. And, you know, many people were probably like, you know, what the fuck does that mean? SEAL Team 6 is the most badass group of motherfuckers on the face of the earth. They will chew you up, spit you out, and then piss on your grave just because they can. And they're the guys that got Bin Laden last night. Now, this is something special for them because they all carry knives that are forged out of steel from the World Trade Center.
Nice.
So yeah, that was pretty cool. Getting to kill the most wanted motherfucker on the face of the earth.
Yeah, what I was just thinking is I hope that team then get the bounty for him.
I don't know. I don't think they will. They might, though. I don't know. Alright, we should probably leave.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
Alright, we need to make a crawler.
Alright, I've got him. Oh, yeah. Wait. You've got him.
Got him. Okay, let's go.
We got a crawler? Alright, cool. Yep. Yeah, so but what's your thoughts on, apart from the actual team that took him out, what's your thoughts on everything about it when it was announced? Like, what were you doing?
Well, I was actually playing this. Well, not zombies, but I was playing Black Ops when Ed told me. He's like, came in, he's like, we got Osama. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, we got him, shot him in the head. I'm like, nice. Then celebrated by shooting somebody in the head. it's... You know, after 11 years, I'm glad we finally got the fucker. And you know, I just cannot wish enough that it had been drug out, tortured, and then dragged through the streets of Afghanistan as people hit him with their fucking shoes.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have been. And what do you think of this whole, you know, burial at sea? I mean, in my opinion, it's a good thing, because then there can be no shrine made for him. There can be nothing, really, you know. There's nothing there to... Oh, my goodness. I just got downed, by the way. Yeah. Well, watch your back.
You know, the whole, like, Islamic tradition, they require the body to be there, basically, and to wash it and do a whole bunch of shit, and then they cover it in a shroud, and then they bury it, you know, pointing towards Mecca. And, you know, honestly, by burying them at sea, they aren't giving them any chance to like, get the last Islamic rites. Which, you know what? He was the mastermind behind the greatest, most tragic event in history.
He wasn't the mastermind behind it. He was the one to give the final say on the go-ahead for it.
either way, though, he was behind the tragic deaths of over 3,000 people. And look at it like this, he deserved to die the most painful way possible. And you know what? I'm glad that we're forgoing the Islamic traditions just to show them that we don't fuck around, and it may take us 11 years, but we will find you and we will fuck you up.
Yeah, I'm just, but what I worry about is the fact that there's going to be a second in command with big shoes to fill, and he's going to want to fill those shoes. And I see retaliation on the horizon.
And that's, a lot of people are actually worried about that. Just normal people, military intelligence, intelligence committees that are in the CIA and NSA. All right, let's go to the platform. They're worried about, like, a mass retaliation, that now that he is dead, everybody's going to, rally around him as a martyr and try to do something to us that'll bring us to our knees. Which, if everybody's vigilant and pays attention, then we'll be able to stop it. We did it with Times Square, and we'll do it again. All we have to do is pay attention and watch what's happening around us.
Yeah. Anyway, Phil, you've been awfully quiet, so what's your view on this? As an American, because, I'm British, so as a Brit, I look at this as, it's a great achievement for the world, not just America. I mean, we've got rid of one of the biggest terrorists out there, and to be honest, it's a great achievement for any person, never mind just Barack Obama. But I think that the intelligence that he has got has came at a good time, but I think that there is going to be retaliation, and I don't look forward to seeing what that retaliation is.
Fatal should answer this, because he'll have interesting opinions on it. Should what? You should answer the question, because you'll have interesting opinions on it that'll keep us talking for a while.
I missed the question. What was it?
Oh, it was about Osama bin Laden and how you feel about it.
I wish they would burn the guy. That's what I wish.
But
he killed over 3,000 people, and all he gets is
But if you burn the guy, then there is still ashes and the place that he was burned. You bury him at sea and don't let anyone know that location, then there is no way that they can make him out to be a martyr. There's no way they can make a shrine. There's no way they can, that they can celebrate that body in any way, shape, or form. Because, for one, probably where they've put that body is very probably hard to get to. And the other is, nobody knows where it is.
Okay, put him in one of those nuclear test sites at the nuke place. Nobody would know where
it is. No ashes to worry about.
Yeah, I mean, you've got fallout to worry about from that as well, so.
You'd be gone.
And why give a guy that's threatened nuclear war, why give him the satisfaction of doing something like that? What they've done, I think, is just totally just taking everything, as Will said. There's no way that they can do the stuff that they would normally do through that religion.
All right, you got him. All right, this round we need a crawler. I need to hit the box.
Also, let's talk about the PlayStation Network being down for a week, and also how long
big hack that happened. Yeah,
and also how long it took them to actually announce to people that their private information could have been leaked in some way. Well, to the I was gonna say to the back of you, there's a zombie.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a minute.
Let me just explain right now. Wolf has picked up the
Death machine,
and has it only for a short time, so he's running around like a loony, killing zombies.
I love the Death Machine. It's so fun, especially on later levels when they're just swarming you. Smoke cover. Never mind.
Oh, I'm down and Fatal is dead. Wolf is left on his own. Oh, insta-kill. You get that right at the opportune moment.
Yeah. That was luck right there.
Yeah. That was so lucky. Was that the end of that round?
Yeah, sadly.
You tried to leave a caller and I shot them.
Yeah, I think I can make it up to the box and get back down.
Yeah. We'll all come with you.
Yeah. Let's get rid of my China Lakes. Okay. Shit. Smoke behind you.
Ah. The Death Machine's right there, guys. The Death Machine is right in front of me. Death Machine is right there. Alright, try and leave a crawler. Oh.
Ah, we got a crawler.
Yep, don't shoot him. Fail. Ah. Are both of us down?
Yeah.
And I've got a pistol.
You've got a crawler behind you, so I don't think you've got many zombies behind you, but you've got one crawler.
Well, now all we do is sit here and...
Right, block this crawler.
Oh, 10 rounds.
10 rounds?
Better than 4?
Yeah, this is true. I guess I'll take this lull in the zombie apocalypse to discuss my... moment of the day.
You want to do that again because you kind of cut out, so
take this moment in the zombie apocalypse where all is eerily quiet to discuss my what the fuck moment of the day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we really need dramatic music for that.
Yeah.
So today I present our listeners with a story about a man that was caught in a cemetery. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, getting caught in the cemetery isn't really that weird. But wait, it gets better, and no, it doesn't involve necrophilia. He was caught wearing a Raiders jersey, in a G-string, with a scrunchie around his genitals.
Okay. So, is there a reason why he had the scrunchie around his genitals and a reason why he had a G-string on?
He probably just liked being kinky in a cemetery. All I know is I saw the story and I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I just cannot imagine catching somebody in a cemetery wearing a G-string and a scrunchie around their junk. I just can't fathom that.
So, let me get this story straight, right? So, he had on a Raiders jersey and nothing else apart from a G-string and a scrunchie wrapped around his testicles.
Yeah, pretty much. And this is in Lodi, California. And I have the story up right now. It starts out with, have you ever had one of those nights? You know the kind where you find yourself in a graveyard in the middle of the night, half naked with hair accessories attached to your genitals? No, me neither. Sean Beatty might know what I'm talking about, though. Police had a reason to believe Mr. Beatty was under the influence of methamphetamines when he was found wandering around outside a cemetery late Thursday night, waving a flashlight around and talking to himself. If the jittering and dilated pupils didn't give him away, his wardrobe choice certainly did. Police say Beatty was wearing a Raiders jersey, a lacy G-string, and socks. Whether the socks were knee-high, mid-calf, or low-cut is unclear at this point, but I'm picturing black mid-calf because it's way funnier.
Wandering around in a cemetery with a G-string on and a scrunchie around your nuts.
Yeah, that... Only when you're smoking meth, kids. Only when you're smoking meth.
Yeah, because then you have an excuse, you know.
Yeah. I just... How... How you come up with such a wardrobe choice is beyond my comprehension.
It's quite shocking, actually.
Yeah, I cannot actually formulate opinions and or ideas because it's that mind-boggling. I know it's math, but really?
A pinky
and a scrunchie around your nuts. I mean, come on now.
I bet you could come up with some ideas. You maybe can't form an opinion, but I bet you could come up with some ideas on what you could do.
I just don't even want to fathom that right now. That just confuses me. It really does. It. It is mind-boggling, but that went out over my other choice, just because of the scrunchie around the testicles. The other choice, however, was about two women that were caught by the cops, Lee County Sheriff's Department in Florida. Actually used to live there, city called Fort Myers. They were caught with some 650 prescription pills, most likely painkillers. And one of the women was rather fat. I'm just not even going to be politically correct about it. They called in a female officer to do the pat down. They found a knife and some 300 pills hidden underneath of one of her fat rolls. It gets better. Later on, they were doing the cavity check, and inside of her vagina, what do they find? Another bottle of pills and a second knife.
And her vagina?
Yeah, and in her vagina.
I mean, what pushes you to the point where you would stick a sharp object up something so delicate?
Oh, well, I'm out of pockets. Guess I have no other choice.
I mean, but if you're gonna smuggle drugs, then that's probably the best way and one of your fat rolls, you know?
Well, kudos to Lee County Sheriff's Department because they found them, no matter how horrifying that job might have been.
I feel sorry for the woman that had to do the cavity search. I mean, she was probably up there for weeks with, like, one single torchlight, you know, a ration of food, a budgie, just to make sure there was no gas, you know.
Some chemical light sticks just to find their way around at night in case somebody gets lost up there.
Yeah, you know, a wooden prop to keep it open so she can find the exit, you know.
A small child's tent just in case, because you never know.
These what the fucks.
Yeah. And if you're wondering where I find these, it's a website called Dreamin' Demon. Check it out. They have some weird stories on there. It's the darker side of humanity.
Yeah, anyway, so Bin Laden, I heard that he got found because he put his real address up on the PlayStation Network, so it just shows you, you know, don't trust Sony.
Yeah.
He should have never ordered that, you know, downloadable content from the PlayStation Network and had to put on his credit card details.
Well, that's interesting because he was probably stealing his neighbor's internet because he had nothing there,
yeah.
Electronics-wise.
Yeah, they probably didn't want to have internet there, though, to try and make it even look, you know, like less was going on there. But, I mean, if you're going to put a big-ass base with 12-foot walls, you know, put it somewhere where it doesn't look out of place. I mean, the footage...
Yeah.
from what it looked like was it looked so much out of place. Around were little chalets, and then there was this multi-million dollar, you know, compound with 12-foot walls. I wonder what's behind there, you know?
What's behind door number three, Johnny?
You know, it's like, if you want to be, you know, if you want to stay hidden, then you know, go with the basics.
Yeah.
You know, stay in a chalet, you know, and yeah, it might not have the security as these 12-foot walls, but what makes people interested about stuff is when stuff looks out of place. I mean, look at Area 51. You know, the reason why people are so interested in it is not just for the fact of the aliens and you know, whatnot, and what people believe goes on in there. It's because
it's the big, tall fences. It's, yeah. We're always fascinated with shit we can't see because we want to see it just to satisfy our own curiosity.
That's it. Curiosity killed the cat, or in this case, curiosity killed Bin Laden.
Yeah.
You know, so that I just thought it'd be funny. I read that up on Twitter last night after the announcement. It must have been like 5 minutes after the announcement that someone put up on Twitter that Bin Laden was found because he put his address on the PlayStation Network.
There was actually a news video on Yahoo today.
Yeah.
It was ABC News was in Afghanistan with a special reporter, and they were actually touring the Bin Laden compound
where he
was shot and killed. And they walk in, and the first thing you see is a, like, blood stain that's maybe about a foot wide, a foot and a half wide, like a foot and a half long. It was huge. And they're showing it, and, you know, they're panning the camera around, and there are bullet holes all over the place, like, blood splattered on the walls, shelves knocked over. It was a huge firefight.
Yeah. And there was also two women killed as well, but let's point out that these two women were killed because one of the men, I don't know if it was Bin Laden or his son or another man, but picked up this woman to use her as a meat shield. So there you go, women. You know, if you're going to be hanging around with a mass terrorist, then their priorities lie in protecting themselves no matter what. So, you know, sooner or later, you're probably going to end up as a meat shield.
Yeah.
You know, so I know a lot of women like the bad boys, but, you know, there's a certain level of bad boy.
If they're that bad, then just get the fuck out of there, because you will be used as a meat shield, and they will feel no regret about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything that comes to mind?
I want to play some more zombies, what I want to do is give a shout out to everyone that does listen to the podcast. We just realized that from today we were ranked, yeah, I can't remember what it was, but we were ranked pretty low. And after the second episode went up, we jumped up to rank 192 on Podomatic. So I just want to give a big thank you to the people that are downloading the podcast. And if you are downloading it, then take the 2 minutes to give us a comment, write a review on iTunes, let us know what you think about it. And maybe in the next game, what we'll do is, in the next podcast, what we'll do is we'll actually read out some comments. So if you guys have got comments, then, you know, send them to us, let us know what you think, and we'll read them out in the next show. Well, we'll read out as many as we possibly can. We want some audience interaction, because every podcast wants some audience interaction. And if you're downloading it, then let us know and we can give you a shout out. And also, I mean, if you want to, you can come on the show as a guest if you want. We can maybe have, in the next podcast, we can maybe have like a 10-minute section where we get like a guest on and they can maybe ask us one question each or something like that.
Yeah, get a couple guests. That would be fun.
Yeah. And also, if you want to add us on Xbox Live, then go ahead. My gamer tag is Mad Space Smoke. I'll let the other two read out theirs so that they get it right.
Yeah, mine's the space VV0LF3.
Mine's basically Fada 1 Demon.
So, yeah. So if you want to add us, if you want to join in the game of zombies with us, then we're more than happy for you guys to come along. And obviously with the new map pack coming out and the new fun and zombies, then, you know, come and join us and we'll try our best to get you in a game.
Yeah, we'd love to play with our listeners and get, you know, firsthand, you know, suggestions and questions and comments. Just so we know what we're doing right and what to improve on.
Yeah.
Plus, just to, you know, talk to you guys, because it's always nice to talk to the people that support you.
Yep. Okay. So, I think it's up to you, Wolf, but I think that's a good note to end the podcast on. Well, let's say the Zombie Funcast.
Yeah, Zombie Funcast is going to continue on into the night, but sadly, because of space and citations, we must leave you now. It's been fun. Hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Subscribe, download, listen, do whatever you need to do to get your kicks off on our voices.
Also, we're on Twitter if you want to follow my Twitter, which is the main Twitter for the podcast. Then it's at mad_smoke. And you'll get me there if you follow me and ask for a follow back. I'll follow you back. And also, you can get all the news on the podcast. And, you know, you can know firsthand straight away what we're doing.
And honestly, I think that would be the best way for everybody to get shit into contact with us.
Wow. Both you guys just dropped.
Yeah, on round fucking
four.
What is that the fucking fours?
Round four and both you guys drop.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Well, since we're about to die, folks, I would like to leave you with my last goodbye. I love you all. You all can have my stereo.
Yeah, this is going to be your last goodbye because you're going to die.
Yeah.
Oh!
I can't feel my legs.
I was the first one to go.
Alright. Bye.
See you folks later.
Bye.
Lock eyes from across the room. Down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names. No need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd. The club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Move in close as the lasers fly. Our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours. Our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store. Whisper in my ear that you want some more and I jizz in my pants. This really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you dance. And now I jizz in my pants. Don't tell your friends or I'll say you're a slut. Plus it's your fault you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive, some would say that's a plus. Now I'll go home and change. I need a few things from the grocery. Do things alone now mostly. Left me heartbroken, not looking for love. Surprised in my eyes when I looked above the checkout counter and I saw her face. My heart stood still, so did time and space. Never thought that I could feel real again. But the look in her eyes said I need a friend. She turned to me, that's when she said it. Looked me dead in the face, asked cash or credit. And I jizzed in my pants. It's perfectly normal, nothing wrong with me. But we're going to need a clean up on aisle 3. And now I'm posed in an awkward stance because I jizzed. To be fair, you were flirting a lot. Plus the way you bag cans got me bothered and hot. Please stop acting like you're not impressed. One more thing, I'm gonna pay by check. Last week, I saw a film as I